We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Tolerant viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. in Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holy Tel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, His Majesty King Abdullah II, Ibn al-Hussein of Jordan, calls for a national plan to improve the lives of orphans. In sustainable energy news, a Dutch nonprofit helps rural communities in Africa gain access to solar power. In veg news, an American bakery using animal-free ingredients shows impressive growth in just over 2 years. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 7th, is the birthday of distinguished German physicist, philosopher, and social activist Dr. Hans-Peter Dürer. Born in Stuttgart, Germany in 1929, Dr. Dürr is a former director of Max Planck Institute of Physics in Munich. Concerned about the numerous issues facing the world, Dr. Dürr established the Global Challenges Network, previously known as the World Peace Initiative. For this and his advocacy of harmonious coexistence, Dr. Dürr was honored with the Right Livelihood Award in 1987. Dr. Dürr's many accolades include the 2004 Federal Cross of Merit, the highest award of the German government. Our earnest appreciation, Dr. Hans-Peter Dürr, for your dedicated commitment to a healthier and more tranquil planet for all. We wish you a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Flying news. Intense rainstorm strikes central and northern Italy. A storm packed with heavy rains and powerful winds hit on Monday, October 4th, flooding streets and uprooting trees and power lines. Three women lost their lives when their car was trapped by water and mud in the Tuscan city of Prado, while the northwestern coastal region of Liguria was deluged with 30 centimeters of rain in just 2 hours, disrupting travel in the city of Genoa and shutting down the Genoa-Savona motorway near the French border. In surrounding areas, helicopter rescues were made for townspeople isolated by floods and mudslides.
Also affected was Venice, where a dangerous rise in sea levels was observed. Civil protection teams were dispatched to assess damage and remove debris, as well as pump water from flooded areas.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with government officials to see if more help was required, also requesting that they go, if possible, to bring aid to the flood affected, saying that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our thankfulness for the rescue personnel's timely efforts, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted concern. We are saddened to know of the lives lost as we pray that such weather extremities are averted through our efforts to generate a calmer, stabilized ecosphere.
Stormy weather still affecting Caribbean and Central American regions. The island nations of Barbados and St. Vincent and the Grenadines both endured lashing rains in recent days, with inundations continuing in countries such as Nicaragua as well. On Monday, October 4th, flooding on the islands had damaged some houses, blocked roads and uprooted trees in many regions, while schools and businesses were closed for people's safety. Emergency personnel worked to rescue those who were trapped and helped hundreds of others evacuate to safer grounds, while also working to clear roads from landslide debris.
In Nicaragua, recent fatalities included 5 Red Cross rescue workers and 1 journalist, with Civil Defense Chief Mario Perez Casar saying that 95% of the 66 people who perished in recent weeks lost their lives while trying to cross overflowing rivers. Residents were thus cautioned to avoid such perilous situations. Chief Perez Casar also stated that over 9,600 people were now staying in some 200 shelters across the country, especially in the affected municipality of Managua.
When major storms struck in late September, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association members to check with the Nicaraguan government and agencies to see if help is needed, requesting also that they go as conditions permitted to assist the most vulnerable. She added that emergency financial assistance is available.
We thank all the officials and emergency crews for their caring actions to ensure the safety of the storm-stricken, as we send our appreciation also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's detailed concern. Our sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, as we pray for the swift return of all affected regions to harmonious daily life, as we strive more each day to protect the environment.
Toxic sludge floods towns in Hungary. The Hungarian government declared a state of emergency on Tuesday, October 5th, after the reservoir wall collapsed at an aluminium plant in Acre, 60 kilometers southwest of the capital Budapest, releasing 35 million cubic feet of toxic waste across 16 square miles, in depths that at times reached 6 feet. The sludge is stored waste that contains heavy metals with an alkaline pH of 13 that are toxic upon contact with skin or if ingested. 4 fatalities have been reported thus far, with up to 120 people hospitalized with burn injuries and a further 6 still missing.
Officials have evacuated some 7,000 residents to temporary shelters in schools and local community centres, and the aluminium plant has been shut down until further notice. Meanwhile, concerns for widespread environmental damage are being raised since the toxic material could contaminate rivers in downstream countries and then run into the Black Sea.
We send our condolences for the lives lost and affected in this tragedy, and our heartfelt wishes for a quick resolution and cleanup so that residents, including water and land animals, may resume their regular lives in good health.
May we care more for one another and the earth to help ease such occurrences as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Global Youth Campaign for a Nuclear Weapon-Free World. Speaking on Monday, October 4th, at a meeting in New York, USA, of the interfaith group Religions for Peace, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon lauded the efforts of their youths in seeking a more peaceful world. The Arms Down Global Youth Campaign for Shared Security has brought together 20 million young people of all faiths who recently signed a petition to abolish all nuclear weapons and reduce the amount spent on defense in favor of building a more harmonious and trusting future. Noting that military expenditures have increased by 50% since the year 2000, Secretary General Ban said this money could surely have been much better spent on poverty reduction, climate change mitigation and adaptation, food and nutrition security, women's and children's health, and other global development challenges. He went on to say that the young person's goals were in line with the vision of the UN Charter in furthering confidence among nations for international stability. We join in applause for the millions of youth participants in the Arms Down Religions for Peace campaign, as we also thank Secretary General Ban for his commitment to global peace. Blessed be all such endeavors in more swiftly ushering in an era of harmonious relations among societies worldwide.
New glimpses into workings of the universe via conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. What is the function of black holes? What beings inhabit other Earth-like planets? How do spiritual phenomena and beings affect the fate of our own planet?
On October 3rd, Supreme Master Television staff members in Los Angeles, California, USA, had the privilege to invite Supreme Master Ching Hai to a video conference to respond to questions about the universe and the place of humankind as part of it. During the discussion, a follow-up question related to a previous conference was asked regarding spiritual blessing lines, the invisible channels of beneficial spiritual power located in various places across the earth.
If you, as a group, meditate on this spiritual blessing line or nearby or on top or above it or in the middle of it, you can also lengthen and widen it, but not as fast. It's very slow. If a master do it, it's quicker, bigger, faster, and stronger, more permanent.
Also, Master, you mentioned that they were connected before. Were they like a web around the planet?
Yes, yes. If all the lines are complete, you see, like circles around a planet, then it's kept in balance. The more of this, the less disasters, the more peace, the more happiness for everybody. If we keep breaking spiritual lines and not making new one or lengthen or widen it, I don't know, have hope, you know, because we could be in danger in our sides if we are not morally fit.
We have to be spiritual, we have to be moral, we have to be compassionate, yes, so we can help ourselves, that we can save our home.
We are thankful for these insights from Supreme Master Qinghai about the spiritual realities around us that shape the course of our individual and collective lives. With gratefulness to the spiritual masters and beings assisting our planet at this time, may humanity heed the caution to be virtuous so that the Earth and her inhabitants may be protected.
To find out more about the Sun, the Earth, the Cosmos, UFOs and more, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Russia moves to reduce smoking and its harmful effects on residents. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has signed into law several policies seeking to reduce smokers by 40% and decrease smoking-related deaths in the country. The National Statistics Agency reports that smoking accounts for more than 17% of all deaths in the country every year, or up to 500,000 people. With the hope being to eliminate these fatalities, the government plans to ban all advertising and promotion of cigarettes by next year and will implement a complete ban of public smoking, including medical, sports and cultural facilities by 2015. Tobacco taxes are also being raised, and Prime Minister Putin has suggested that government officials should be an example for citizens by quitting smoking themselves. We applaud these decisions to safeguard fellow citizens' health, Prime Minister Putin, wishing your nation and the Russian people complete success in attaining the clear-minded vitality and longevity of smoke-free lives.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million US in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Australian children rescued from stranded car. A mother and her two young children, age 4 and 6, were driving when fast torrents washed their car downstream into Wilson's Creek in the state of New South Wales. The mother managed to struggle out of the car but was unable to get to her children before it was swept away. Seeing what happened, a local resident quickly strung a rope across the flooded causeway, which was used by an arriving team of 4 emergency personnel to secure themselves as they waded out through the dangerously fast-flowing waters to the car, where each of the children was handed from person to person until they had safely returned to the shore. Acting Northern Region Commander, Detective Superintendent Max Mitchell, praised the 4 rescuers, saying, despite the raging floodwaters, they remained focused on the goal of getting the kids safely out of the vehicle and back into the arms of their traumatized mum. Our admiring salute, courageous and quick-thinking emergency team, for your coordinated efforts in saving precious young lives. Wishing the mother a joyous reunion with her children and many more loving times together.
For their swift and selfless actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the emergency team with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Arctic ice region further diminished. According to scientists at the US National Snow and Ice Data Center, or NSIDC, Arctic sea ice is now at its 3rd smallest area on record due to global warming. Their report stated, this is only the 3rd time in the satellite record that ice extent has fallen below 5 million square kilometers, and all those occurrences have been within the past 4 years.
NSIDC Director Dr. Mark Cerezza said, the Arctic, like the globe as a whole, is warming up and warming up quickly, and we're starting to see the sea ice respond to that. Really, in all months, the sea ice cover is shrinking. There's an overall downward trend. The extent of Arctic ice is dropping very quickly.
We thank Dr. Cerezza and all scientists at the National Snow and Ice Data Center for this further cautioning of the continued melt of the Arctic sea ice. Let us step in unison toward immediate actions that reverse this process and restore climate balance.
Speaking during a November 2009 video conference in the USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the alarming disappearance of polar ice while reminding of humanity's ability to provide the most efficient solution.
In the Arctic North Pole, so much ice has already melted that scientists are forecasting an ice-free summer within as little as 3 to 6 years, which would be the first time in 1 million years. First time in 1 million years. I pray day and night that the divine manifest in the physical realm and wake up the leaders of our nations, wake up the religious head, wake up everybody in time, so that they understand the urgency of our situation and that they understand the solution of solving this dangerous crisis they're facing us. That is, we have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will create a harmonious Eden on Earth.
Save our planet. Save Our Planet, internationally acclaimed Indian filmmaker Shikhar Kapoor highlights the need for sustainable water conservation of the vital Ganges River through his support of charities such as the We Are Water Foundation and his next film, which has water as its theme.
Save Our Planet. To protect the habitat of the endangered desert tortoise, the size of a new solar energy project in the Mojave Desert in California, USA, has been reduced by 50%.
I'm Zolo.
And I'm Lady. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Our nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products.
Today's tip is about lovely canine friends like us.
Encouraging your dog companion to come when called is good for her or his own safety.
Many trainers advocate rewarding the behavior every time it's done successfully.
Yummy vegan treats will be much appreciated by your sweet pal.
Have fun.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, His Majesty King Abdullah II Ibn al-Hussein of Jordan calls for a national plan for orphans. The comprehensive program, highlighted by His Majesty, as well as Her Majesty Queen Rania al-Abdullah, is to improve institutional services. This will ensure a quality life for children without parental care and make certain their needs are met. Rehabilitation, education, and training will be part of the project to enhance the 29 orphanages and child care centers in the country. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Majesties, King Abdullah II Ibn al-Hussein and Queen Rania al-Abdullah, for your caring commitment to the beautiful youngsters of your nation. May the munificent Allah bless each precious child with a happy life and bright future.
In sustainable energy news, a Dutch nonprofit helps rural communities in Africa gain access to solar power. Rural Energy Foundation operates the Solar Now program, which works in Burkina Faso, Ethiopia, Ghana, Mali, Tanzania, Uganda, Senegal, Mozambique, and Zambia. It trains retailers and technicians in providing low-cost solar equipment or home systems to people who do not have electricity. In describing the improvements solar power brings to villages, Mr. William Nolens, director of Rural Energy Foundation, said, "People can increase their productivity, children can study, read books, and watch television, which allows them to be connected to the world." Our heartfelt gratitude, Rural Energy Foundation, for your dedication to the pure-hearted citizens of Africa. May the lives of many be enhanced through your kind efforts. Coming up, a vegan bakery plans to distribute its products nationwide. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. More exciting news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebrating news for a jubilant world. In veg news, a plant-based bakery shows impressive growth in just over 2 years. Complete Choice Bakery in Cleveland, Tennessee, USA, is working with several grocery chains to have its products distributed throughout the nation. The co-owner, Mr. Dante Santana, who started his bakery career in Puerto Rico in 1992, said, "We really want to serve the vegan population and assure them we always use the best ingredients. The delicious baked goods have no additives and zero trans fat." Bravo, Mr. Dante Santana and Complete Choice Bakery, on your outstanding cruelty-free offerings. We wish you much success in bringing your delectable delicacies to a wide range of eager customers.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Thai entitled The Promise.
มีชายคนหนึ่งผู้ซึ่งรักเงินมากกว่าทุกสิ่งใดๆดังนั้นเขาให้ภรรยาของเขาสัญญาแก่เขาด้วยหัวใจทั้งหมดของเธอว่าเมื่อเขาตายเธอจะนำเงินทั้งหมดใส่ไว้ในโลงศพกับเขาวันหนึ่งที่เขาตายระหว่างพิธีศพภรรยาได้นั่งอยู่ถัดจากเพื่อนสนิทของเธอก่อนที่สัปเหร่อจะทำการปิดโลงศพภรรยาเข้ามาพร้อมกับวางกล่องหนึ่งใบไว้ข้างในแล้วสัปเหร่อก็ล็อกโลงศพแล้วเอามันออกไปเพื่อนของเธอว่าฉันหวังว่าเธอจะไม่บ้าพอที่จะเอาเงินทั้งหมดใส่ลงไปในโลงศพนะเธอตอบว่าใช่ฉันทำฉันได้สัญญากับเขาว่าฉันจะทำเธอกำลังบอกฉันว่าเธอใส่เงินทุกบาททุกสตางค์ของเขาไปในโลงศพกับเขาหรือใช่ฉันทำภรรยาบอกฉันเอามันทั้งหมดมารวมกันใส่ไว้ในบัญชีของฉันแล้วฉันก็เขียนเช็คให้เขาไปใบหนึ่ง
And now for our viewers' heartline.
至无上师电视台，你们好。谢谢素食主义高雅的生活方式节目播出中国山西省爱家素食餐馆提供的纯素食物太极羹和银丝软豆腐羹食物材料既简单又营养很容易烹煮色香味俱佳有创意非常富有中国传统形式和特色特别适合小孩和老人而这两道菜都是抗氧化省钱好吃又健康的菜羹谢谢中国山西省爱家史师傅的高超独特的厨艺您太棒了感恩青海无上师创造和平素食家园的绝美梦想及坚持到底的领航工作素食地球的时代很快就会来临了我相信福尔摩沙台湾 Monica
Good hearted Monica It is so sweet to hear from you The soups of Ocean of Love restaurant do look totally deliciousWe share your profound gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai and her enlightened vision of encouraging affordable, nutritious, and delectable vegan fare for all those turning to the compassionate way of life. May heaven bless you and the forward-thinking people of Formosa or Taiwan.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you. Thank you, sweet soul, for your positive support. God bless you, Ching Hai. Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a peaceful heart and a generous spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As a humanitarian gesture, His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz offers university fee exemptions for 3,000 inmates in Saudi Arabia.
Barbados has enacted a smoking ban in public places that is in line with the 2003 World Health Organization's treaty and is intended to protect present and future generations from the harms of tobacco consumption and exposure.
After qualifying as a search and rescue pilot last month, His Royal Highness Prince William of the United Kingdom is part of a Royal Air Force helicopter team that rescues a seriously ill crewman from an offshore gas rig and transfers him to the hospital.
Tajikistan's Energy and Industry Minister Sherali Gul and Iranian Energy Minister Majid Namjao